proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting another radio Bible study. In our examination of the nation of Israel and prophecy, we again turn our attention to the end times. An alliance of nations will take arms against the Jewish state. The 38th and 39th chapters of the book of Ezekiel describe this conflict. An entity named Gog will lead this confederacy. This name apparently belonged to a specific individual, referred to as, quote, the chief prince of Meshach and Tubal, unquote. Magog referred to the territory that Gog ruled, area located possibly in northern Europe or northern Asia. Other nations, such as Persia, Ethiopia, Libya, Gomer, which is possibly Germany, and Togmara, which is possibly eastern Turkey. These other nations will join in the invasion against Israel. God will direct his wrath against these rebels. The book of Ezekiel says, quote, it shall come to pass at that same time, when God shall come against the land of Israel, saith the Lord God, that my fury shall come up in my face, unquote. God will do this in order to, quote, make my holy name known in the midst of my people Israel, unquote. Furthermore, he added, quote, I will bring thee against my land, that the heathen may know me, when I shall be sanctified in thee, O Gog, before their eyes, unquote. God will deal with the invading forces by sending fire from heaven upon them. Ravenous birds and the beasts of the fields will feast upon the dead bodies of the invaders. Furthermore, God added, quote, I will plead against him with pestilence and with blood, and I will rain upon him and upon his bands and upon the many people that are with him an overflowing rain and great hailstones, fire and brimstone, unquote. The destruction will be so thorough that God will leave alive only the sixth part of the invading forces. For 7 years after the invasion was settled, the Jews living in Israel will not need to cut down trees for kindling. Instead, God said, quote, they that dwell in the land of Israel shall go forth, and shall set on fire and burn the weapons, both the shields and the bucklers, the bows and the arrows, and the hand staves, and the spears, and they shall burn them with fire, unquote. God will thoroughly and completely defeat the alliance of Gog, as he foretold in the book of Ezekiel. Quote, I will give unto Gog a place there of graves in Israel, the valley of the passengers on the east of the sea, and it shall stop the noses of the passengers, and there shall they bury Gog and all his multitude, and they shall call it the valley of Hamon Gog, which literally means the valley of the multitude of Gog. God continued by saying, quote, 7 months shall the house of Israel be burying of them, that they may cleanse the land, unquote. God assured the Jewish people in the 54th chapter of Isaiah that, quote, no weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. On this occasion, when Gog and his confederates invaded Israel, God demonstrated his faithfulness to his promise. He quenched that uprising and defeated Gog and his confederates. As the author of Psalm 121 put it, quote, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep, unquote. The Jewish people were prepared for God's intervention on their behalf and come to realize that God still watched over them and cared for them. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting another radio Bible study.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.